Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, welcome to today's edition of the Bodcast. My name is Zoe Close and I'm the Sales Manager for Practice Plan. Today I'm here to talk to you about the benefits of having a dental plan provider. So, just before I start talking about why, just want to say when you're choosing a provider, why it's important to think about the choices you make. Because having a plan in practice, most people can place, but which provider is the best person to put that in? So when you think about having a plan provider, you have to think of all the things that come with that. So generally, you know, can they keep you compliant with GDPR? Can they help you with that? Can they help you with all the rules and the regulations that you guys face the challenges on every day? So only recently, we've had all the GDPR back in May. We helped our practices see if they was compliant or if they wasn't, what things they had to do. We pointed them in the right direction. We had a resource centre ourselves on the portal. But if we couldn't help them with that, we obviously made sure that they was pointing in the right direction. Recently with the IDD, we've made sure that practices are happy with the solution that we provided for them, made it less painful for all involved, making sure no patients were impacted or less benefited. So we like to keep things simple. We're there not to just place a plan, we're there to help you with your business. So now why to have a plan? What does it create? What does it build? For the business aspect, I would say that's where you as a business owner needs to sit back and think, well, why would I put a plan in place? For me, it sort of brings the loyalty back into the practice. For all those years that you've been building a relationship with those patients, you're not now asking them to be loyal and become bonded to the practice. And these patients that have come to see you year after year will understand what you're asking of them. So it brings that loyalty back into the practice. But also, which is more important than not, it enables you to have a regular income stream, a regular cash flow coming into the practice. So if you go on holiday or unfortunately you have to take some time off sick, you've got that regular guaranteed income. So when it comes to planning and forecasting for the business, you've got that to fall back on. So all those plans that you want to place, you're not guessworking what income you've got coming into the practice. You've got a core amount each month. So for business aspects, it's the best thing you can be doing moving forward, should you not still be working in NHS or you're looking for another revenue stream into the practice. Benefits for the patients, because that's the bit, you know, patients will ask you, so what's in it for me? You know, what do I get by joining plan? Probably three of the big things that we probably lead with is the fact that they see their dentist that they are raving fans of. So the person that they like to come and see at the practice, they feel comfortable with. You know, it's a very nervous experience even for someone like myself. Yeah, I've been in practice for 30 years now. But it makes them feel comfortable, then come and see you. They're not going to get messed around with a different dentist. It's the person of their choice. They also like the discounts that come along with it. So most practices give between 10 and 20% discount on the fee per item items. So that's sort of a little feature of the plan. Also the budgeting side of it. People like to budget for paying for things nowadays. I can't think of anything that I haven't got on direct debit right now. So it's just another way of spreading the costs. So when they come into the practice, they haven't got to fork out X, Y, and Z on that day. It's all paid for. But ultimately, the best benefit they get, I think, is the fact their OHI, their oral health, well, actually, it's got to be improved, surely. If you're paying for something each month, you're going to attend for those appointments and make sure that your teeth are getting a regular inspection. The more regular they come, the less chance of something being overlooked. We can spot things early, and actually, cost-wise, it's perhaps going to be better long-term. So definitely benefits for the business, and definitely benefits for the patients. It's a win-win. I would say also when you're looking to look for a plan provider, think about all the things that and the headaches that practices have, all the things that you want helps, tips and guidance with. There's lots of things that we can assist you with, support you with and advise you with. Lots of links and resources are available and lots of ideas how to make your business more successful or that success you've been searching for. So yes, we are a plan provider. There's lots of benefits for you as a business owner, lots of benefits for the patient. So why wouldn't you? People often say to me, well, I've got a very good pay-as-you-go patient base, and that's absolutely fine. Some people always choose to be a pay-as-you-go patient. But when you actually do an audit and actually look how regularly they attend, we never ever have been proven wrong. We often look back and think these patients don't attend regular. It feels regular, but actually it's probably more 9 months, 12 months. So things can be missed. You know, you're not having your teeth regularly checked. And also in the opportunity for you as a dentist to actually, you know, spot the things, tell the patient, becomes less of. So again, you know, we think sometimes it's okay, but actually are we? So it's always worth asking the question, you know, yes, I have got lots of pay-as-you-go patients, but what would a plan do differently for me? And it's all of the things that I said previous about planning, having regular income, predictable income is something that most people, you know, you must try to achieve. And obviously if you're wanting to grow and expand, you've got, you know, good accounts there that are telling you you've got a regular impact for the business. So when it comes to the patients, the sales actually lots of features and benefits, but ultimately it's really, you know, yourself that that people are buying into. People want to see the dentist that they choose. So that's me really. Obviously practice plan, do lots of other things that we can help you with, but today I'm just here to talk about plan providers. Thank you.